does it feel to be in charge during this anniversary year?
Oh, it's really exciting. Having been here for most of the Brit School's life, I can't believe I've been here nearly 30 years, and it's quite overwhelming. Not overwhelming, but I think it's a great recognition of what we've achieved. It's kind of wonderful, all the former students who've come back this last 12 months to help, to talk about us, to celebrate with us. And it's quite an achievement, because when the Brit School opened in 1992, it was just an amazing idea. I joined in 1994 and I arrived and I thought, this is an incredible idea. It's not like any other school. And it was kind of queer and odd and strange, but no one knew who we were. And now, sort of 30 years on, we're still quite sort of queer and strange and unique, but everyone knows who we are. That's just really exciting. And it makes my mum really chuffed as well. So it's good to keep my mum happy.
So you've been here this long, 28 years, I suppose.
Yeah. Was there
a moment during your time there that really hit it home that the school is something special?
Yeah, there was an amazing Brit Awards one night, and it was golden. There was Adele, Leona, Katie Melua, Kate Nash, Amy, and I think all five of them were in the mix that night. And I think so much so that the Arctic Monkeys made a joke about, oh, we're from the Brit School. And I just remember that night thinking, we're here. We are absolutely here. And I thought that this year in 2022, because Adele was back, which is lovely to see her on that big stage, but also more importantly, we were everywhere in the Brit Awards this year. So our dancers were dancing with Little Sims. Our set students had helped build Dave's set. We had lighting students doing the lighting that for the show. We had students working backstage with artists. We had other nominees like Ray. Lola Young had been nominated. And our digital design students and film students and art students, their work was being shown in the advert breaks and all around the O2. And I thought, from just being a music school, we had become this kind of celebration of creative arts and performing arts in the country. And that was a special moment. Yeah. So I think if you put that Brit Awards, which I think was 2008, with this one in 2022, those two are sort of, you know, international moments of recognition, but there's lots in between that. Those two stand out.
You've been given the PRS for Music Heritage Award. What does this award mean to the school?
Oh, this is fantastic. So to get a Heritage Award, it means that that the school is of significance, I suppose, that it is part of the UK culture, a part of heritage. So I think that is really, really special. I was talking to Dan Gillespie Sales about it recently, and the first reiteration of the feeling, who were called Horn, they started here back in 1996, 97. I remember them performing. You know, I remember Black Midi performing their first show here. I remember Tom Holland being involved in a physical theatre piece. I can recall Loyal Kana being in plays in that venue. So if you think about, you know, everyone from Amy to Leona and the others that I've mentioned, or the newer artists like Gracie or Georgia, to know that their first gigs happened in this venue, and for PRS to celebrate that with us, it's a big deal. It just feels like a really big deal that we've come quite a long way, and that we are part of UK culture. It's a moment to pause and be really proud, I think.
PRS prays that you ensure the barriers faced by young people are broken with your unique educational approach that focuses on the individual. And I thought that was very interesting. Could you expand on that a bit, please?
Yeah, so it probably relates to two of our kind of principles, really, or values. One is original. So we believe in young people being who they want to be. It's the place to be you here. And so in that sense, that I think young artists need to find their voice by being allowed to be themselves and find out who they are, what they believe in. So the school has another motto which says, you know, everyone is welcomed here, but if you're racist, misogynist, or homophobic, we'll just have to hug that out of you. And we genuinely believe that this place can transform people, but only if they're allowed to be comfortable. I don't think young people perform at their best when they're under unnecessary pressure or unnecessary rigidity. So independence is really important to us as well. So we really believe in responsibility. So that means students being responsible to run the recording studio, to run the theatre, to run the art studios, to run the Mac suites or the editing rooms in the film department. So I suppose that second strand, so originality we really believe in, and we also really, really strongly believe in responsibility. And another Brit School word is inclusivity. So everyone is genuinely welcomed here. And we have lots of young people who couldn't afford this training if they had to pay for it. So we believe that regardless of your background, you should have access to the best resources, the best equipment. I was just up in the radio station today working with these young broadcasters, and they're broadcasting their radio shows now around the world this week. And they're 16, and they've been given the independence, I suppose, and the respect that they will produce brilliant radio for 7 hours a day. And they're doing it. So that's a very long answer. I do apologise.
Oh, no, thank you. Why does the school see so much success?
I think we have huge support from industry. So the record industry has always been really so supportive of the Brit School. So the Brit Trust, who is our main sponsor, they have believed in us. So young people often get really great careers advice here because the Brit Trust have helped us with that. We have three careers advisors here, and in most schools you might get a careers advisor for one day a week, but here we have a team of three. We believe in careers. We believe that school is a place to get the skills to get work. So I think that is part of it. And also I think part of it is that we try to mirror what industry looks like. So I've just been speaking to a young filmmaker today called Marcus Austin, and Marcus has just made his first film that has been had its premiere in the West End 3 weeks ago. It's a 10-minute film with David Harewood in the lead, with another Brit School student called Salome in the lead. And Marcus is a young he's a member of the Global Majority, and he said, look, Brit School made me grow up to be a serious filmmaker. I was a producer by the time I was 17. So I think people really do the jobs here. I went to a playwriting festival yesterday where 17-year-olds are having their plays performed in a professional theatre. And I think that's vital. So it's industry support. It's great that Netflix now support the Brit School, YouTube Music support the Brit School. So when you've got that industry support and that standard, and the other thing is, of course, is role models. So if you come here now, and you're a young man and you look and see, oh, look, there's Percy Ascott and there's Javan Wade, who are in movies. And Javan is running, you know, he's in Marvel, living the dream in LA. They look and go, oh, I could do that too. So you see yourself coming, you know, they're in recording studios where some of the biggest international artists of the last 20 years went to school too. So that I think they see it as doable rather than impossible.
And finally, is there anyone we should be looking out for next?
Oh, wow. I shouldn't really answer that question because we have 400 graduates this year who are all really very exciting. So it was lovely to read about Marcus and Salome in the Times this weekend. There's an actor and a filmmaker and film writers. They're 19, and that's extraordinary to see them being name checked by the Times as ones to watch. I think it's fantastic. There's a young artist coming out of the school, a singer called Young Athena, and I think the record industry have looked at her and gone, wow, is that Britain's new Beyonce? I don't know if Young Athena is, by the way, but I think she's extremely, extremely talented. But we have this incredible two digital designers spring to mind. One's a girl called Elizabeth Dada, and the other guy is a guy called Max. And Elizabeth and Max are design computer games, and they design 3D graphics, and we will be playing their games. We will be watching their films in the years to come. So yeah, that's a range, but I don't know if that's helpful at all. But there's a lot of them here. It's exciting, and it's exciting the ones, you know, I love Loyal Kana, who was in contact recently. I was so pleased to hear from him. He was an actor while he was here, but yet Kane has gone on to be one of the most successful rappers in British culture. And I didn't know that he would end up doing that. I thought he'd be an actor. But so we never know.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
Oh, I'd like to say thank you to anyone who supported us for the last 30 years. We have to raise, you know, we're a fundraising school to make the school work, because we really believe in it, free education, free arts education for everyone. And thank you to anyone who supported the school financially or has helped support the school with their time or their love. It matters, because, you know, the UK is superb at the arts. I mean, superb at acting, dance, art. We're the world leaders, but it's got to be supported by those that believe in us, and I'm just grateful to all of those for the last 30 years who've believed in us.
Perfect. Thank you so much for speaking to me.
Oh, Lou, thank you. Hope it's gone all right. Has it been okay?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no. It's great. Thank you very much.
Very much. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye.